Ready again for another episode of Houseboat Hannah, brought to you each weekday, Monday through Friday, by Procter & Gamble, makers of Lava Soap. You know, lately I've been emphasizing how wonderful Lava Soap is for your hands when you use it for scouring and polishing. And because it is so good for your hands, I don't want you to get the idea it falls short as a scouring product. After all, no matter how grand the household cleanser is for your hands, its first job is to clean safely, quickly, and thoroughly. And take the word of critical housewives, that's exactly what Lava Soap does. Yes, Lava cleans safely because its wrist suds contain no harsh grit. Lava cleans quickly because its energetic, fast-acting suds just wash away the dirt and grime. Lava cleans thoroughly because its suds are brimming with a special imported cleansing ingredient that does its work with amazing efficiency. As a result, Lava makes it easy to keep your kitchen sink, bathroom, basin, and tub, or whatever else you clean, bright and sparkling. Indeed, if I could take you on a tour of inspection through the houses where Lava is being used for showering and polishing, you'd see for yourself what a remarkable cleanser this special soap is. And of course, you don't want to forget the really wonderful part about scouring with Lava Soap. That is, while you work, Lava is also busy being good to your hands. That special cleansing ingredient I told you about gets into the tiny ridges of your skin, safely removes the ugly housework stains that collect there, and leaves your hands shades whiter. And Lava's other special substance, like that used in costly hand lotions, helps keep your hands soft and smooth. So, Lava Soap is really a double-purpose special soap. Grand for the things you clean and wonderful for your hands. And yet, for all these benefits, you pay but a few pennies. Yes, that's all Lava costs. So get several cakes today at your grocery, drug, or department store. Try it for yourself. Keep a cake always handy at the kitchen sink. It's wonderful to clean up and to wash up. Be sure to get Lava Soap today. And now for Houseboat Hannah. Last evening, Dan and Hannah learned that Judge Eugene Mack was running for re-election. Now, Mack is a member of Boss Huey's political party. And last fall, serving party in, he had illegally revoked several of the fishermen's licenses. Hannah had seen to it that these licenses were reinstated. Ever since, the shanty fishers have hated Judge Mack, and he knows how bad his chances are for re-election. Yesterday, he went to see Boss Huey about the swiftly growing opposition, an opposition fostered by Hannah and Tony Pasquale. Huey calmed the man, said not to worry, but with a little pressure judiciously applied, he would be able to change Hannah's mind. Well, as we go on board the houseboat Hannah this early afternoon, we find Hannah and Ellen alone in the kitchen, finishing the lunch dishes. And we hear...
Oh, there. I guess that's the last pan. There aren't any more on the stove, are there?
Nope, that was the last.
Well, I'll go ahead and start the sink.
Now, why don't you let me do it, Ellen?
See your hands. This won't hurt them. Anyway, I don't guess it makes much difference how my hands look.
Is it? It seemed mighty important to you a week ago.
That was last week.
And don't it matter anymore?
Nope, my manicure's all gone. Anyway, who cares whether my hands look nice or not?
Clem does.
Oh, Clem. He wouldn't notice no matter what I did to them.
Now, don't you be too sure of that. Clem notices more than you give him credit for.
Anything else that needs to get washed before we start ironing?
No, I guess not.
Well, then I'll dump out this water and we'll get started.
I'd better put up the ironing board.
Hannah.
Yes, darling?
What would you think if someone gave you sort of a rush to begin with? A man, I mean. And then you didn't hear from him again.
Why, I'm not sure, Ellen. It might mean any one of a lot of things.
But it'd most likely mean he'd lost interest, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, it might, and it might not. Depends on how long I hadn't seen him. Well, suppose he was busy.
I don't think it's that.
Oh, he might be out of town, like Mrs. Stanton Gray. Or lots of times we don't see her for weeks on end, but that don't mean we ain't the same good friends.
But that's different. Is it?
Well... Maybe it is. Oh, Ellen, did you remember to bring in that extra dress of roses that I washed out this morning?
Oh, good night. I forgot. I'll go right out and get it, Hannah.
If you don't mind, Ellen, I wouldn't want it to stay.
I'll be right back.
All right, Ellen. I'll get started here.
Yes, Ruth.
Ooh.
Oh. What are you jumping for? Just because I put my hands over your eyes? Bet you don't know who it is.
I'll bet I do. Al Groton.
Oh, caught in the act. I can't fool you even for a minute, can I, Ellen?
I hope not. Hey, what do you mean coming up behind me and scaring me that way?
Nah, you weren't really scared. A big girl like you?
Well, I was certainly startled.
I hoped you'd think it was someone else. Clem, maybe.
Clem doesn't play tricks like that.
No, I'll bet he doesn't. And what are you up to this afternoon, my pretty maid?
I'm just getting Rosie's dress off the line, as you can see. Then I'm going in to help Hannah with the ironing.
Oh, what a life. Just one round of mad pleasures.
Did you come down here to make fun of me?
Oh, now, Ellen, you know better than that. I wasn't making fun. You know why I came down here.
Do I?
Because I couldn't stay away.
I thought you were managing it pretty well.
Oh, now I understand. You're angry because I stayed away so long.
If you'll excuse me, Hannah's waiting.
Oh, Ellen, please don't treat me this way. Really, I've got a grand excuse.
I'll just bet you have.
Ellen, you're cold and heartless. Don't you even want to hear my excuse?
No, I don't.
You'll be sorry.
Well, oh, I suppose I might as well listen to what you have to say. But I don't promise to believe you.
All I ask is a chance.
Go ahead, then.
Please, don't put that grim look on your face before you've even heard me. I've been working.
Oh.
You mean to say you don't believe me?
Certainly not.
Well, I can't say I blame you, but it's true. The old man came down on me like a load of bricks, so I'm a changed person. You know, even we black sheep have to work once in a while.
Is that what you are? A black sheep?
Haven't you heard? But I'm willing to be redeemed. That is, by the right redeemer.
Oh, Al, you're impossible.
Ah, that sounds better. She smiles. My lady smiles. All is forgiven.
Well, don't be too sure.
But you will give me a chance to redeem myself, won't you?
How?
Go out with me Friday?
I don't believe I should.
Oh, please, you must. Come on, say you will.
You're very persuasive.
So you will? Oh, my Ellen, I breathe. The sun shines again. I'm a new man.
You're a very ridiculous one.
Well, say what you like. Nothing matters now. I've got a date with a dream. Now, don't forget, I'll be around Friday.
Well, you aren't going already.
Yeah, I must. I've got things and stuff to do. Remember, I'm reforming.
Oh.
Give my best to Hannah. I mean Mrs. O'Leary. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, Al. Ellen, is someone...
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I heard a man talking. Did he leave?
Yes. But he'll be back, Hannah. He'll be back.
Oh.
Oh, here's Rosie's dress.
And now, let's leave the houseboat Hannah and crossing the city enter Sid Becker's, a bookie joint where Seamus works. Right now, Seamus comes out of Sid Becker's private office, walks up to Andy Cooper, who says...
You got it, huh?
Yeah. You ought to have seen Sid's face when I asked him for an... advance in pay. He wanted to know if I'd been betting on the races.
Gosh, what do you think he'd say if he really knew why I needed the money?
You think of the nicest things. Well, I guess we can be thankful we were able to pay off Mrs. Dunlap. Anyway...
If Espinosa hadn't come in, everything would have been dandy.
Here. Well, fork over $10.
Yeah. Here you are.
10 from you and 10 from me. That's 20. Joe Mose. I'll see he gets it tonight.
I wonder what I'm going to say to Mom when I show up with only $5.
You should have a worry. All you have to worry about is explanations, but I've got to pay board.
Yeah, it's tough all the way around.
That's no word for it. Holy moco. When I think how long it's going to take us to pay Mose his 180 smackers back, I get sick.
That's 20 a week. That's 9 weeks.
Joe's nice and don't hold us up. Or interest.
Oh, he wouldn't do that.
Why, do you think he's above picking up a little spare cash?
But he was so nice.
Yeah, everybody's nice. Till they get you in the lot. And they give you the pressure for all they're worth. Just hope Joe won't be too tough.
I wish I'd never got into this mess.
And you and me both. Uh-oh. Friend of yours just came in.
Who? Oh, Boss Huey.
Yeah, your bosom pal.
Well, go on over to him.
He's waiting for you.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
How do you do, Mr. Huey?
Fine, Seamus. Fine. And how are things going with you?
Okay, I guess.
Still like it down here at Mr. Becker's?
Oh, sure.
Your mother hasn't found out Sid's a bookie?
No, sir. She thinks he's a broker, like he told her.
Well, there are some things women just don't understand, Seamus.
I suppose.
Oh, by the way, have you noticed the electric street lamps down in the row?
Oh, yes, sir. Everybody's talking about them. We shanty fishers think you're mighty swell, Mr. Huey.
Oh, it wasn't anything. Just a favor for my friends. I'm always glad to do a favor for a friend. I guess you know that, don't you, Seamus?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, don't feel badly about it. It's all over and done with. Oh, I shouldn't have mentioned it.
I guess if it wasn't for you, I'd be in jail, Mr. Huey.
I said, now, let's forget about it. I was glad to be able to help you. It made you my friend. And these days, a man needs all the friends he can get.
I guess he does.
Now, you take your mother. She's a great one for friends.
Oh, Mom's got plenty, all right.
Yes, and hers are the kind that count, too. They're the kind be glad to render a favor if it's asked.
Yeah, I guess they would.
Now, I have a friend who's running for... Oh, Seamus, do you know how your mother stands on the election?
What election?
Well, the one that's coming up in Shantyfish Row.
Oh, well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Huey, I don't pay much attention to talk about elections.
I see.
But if there's anything I could find out for you...
No, I don't guess there is. You see, Seamus, a good friend of mine, Judge Eugene Max, running in that election, and I'd like to see your mother speak a word in his favor.
Well, I'll be glad to tell Mom.
No, about... I guess I'd better go down to Shantyfish Row and speak to her about that myself. I expected to in the first place. Although, if you could do anything toward lining your mother up behind Jean Mac, I'd appreciate it, Seamus. I'd appreciate it a lot.
When Huey makes a request in that tone, it's virtually a command. He's up to something, but what? Well, we'll have to wait until Huey visits Hannah personally and learn. Meanwhile, Ellen's spirits have risen perceptibly because of Al Groton's visit and the date for next Friday night. And while Hannah shows interest, deep down she's more than bothered, for Seamus has made no further move to explain the strange incidents of last week. Now, if the idea of using a special soap for scouring and polishing is new to you, you'll want to know how lava goes to work. So just listen, because it's the simplest thing there is. You just rub up lava's rich, fast-acting suds on a damp cloth. Then go over the surfaces to be cleaned. Watch the dirt and grime disappear just like magic. Notice that lava suds contain no harsh grit, an old harsh grit left behind to scratch surfaces or make extra cleanup work necessary. Just a quick rinse and the job is done. Your kitchen sink or whatever you happen to be cleaning sparkles with gleaming brightness. And while you work, lava helps improve the appearance of your hands, makes them shade whiter, and helps keep them soft and smooth, too. So, for the sake of your hands, as well as the things you clean, switch to lava today. Get several cakes from your dealer. Be sure to ask for lava soap, L-A-V-A. Be sure to be back tomorrow when we bring you another episode in the life of Houseboat Hannah. With so much depending on how the Shantyfish Row vote goes, you don't want to miss a day's episode of this exciting story. Until Thursday, then, the makers of Lava Soap bid you a friendly goodbye.